Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, there you go. David Schultz joins us, professor of political science at Hamline University, to talk about the latest on all of this. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you today, okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, let's talk about what's likely to happen today in the House in terms of impeachment.
Okay, what's likely at this point is, well, first off, we know Pence sent a letter back to the House saying he's not going to invoke the 25th Amendment. So I think we're likely going to see at this point a vote on an article of impeachment sometime later today, perhaps as early as, or maybe no later than tomorrow. At the same time, the House is going to try also to press further on the 25th Amendment and vote to say that the president still nonetheless should be removed as a result, under the 25th Amendment clause.
But if the vice president doesn't go along, is that dead in the water? Is that all just ceremonial?
A lot of it's ceremonial at this point. You know, some of it we have to think about here is why this is grandstanding and posturing in some level also, too. So I think the House will go on record and say the president ought to be removed through the 25th Amendment. That's all good and well and so forth like that. And then they'll proceed, to articles of impeachment at the same time. A lot of this is just what this I'm trying to think of, like what boxers before a match, where they're making taunts and stuff like that. I sort of view some of that as this.
But it's a shame because it's not anything to play around with, especially after what we saw last Wednesday. When it comes to impeachment, they have the votes for that to happen in the House. Is there, in terms of time frame on this, is there time allotted for debate that has to be allotted, or can they move the rules along however they like? Bottom line question, I guess, David, is at what point today would we see a vote to impeach the president? At what time, you think, and how likely is that to happen?
First off, whenever the House says it can't do something, we're always amazed that they can somehow bend the rules and push things through if they truly want to do something. And the same thing here. Normally, the impeachment process takes months to get to a final vote because they're gathering stuff, information, doing hearings. Here, they're bypassing all that, going right to the floor. My guess is by the time a bunch of people give speeches so that it plays back at home with the home crowd, we're probably looking at, I'm going to guess, late afternoon, probably I'm going to guess in the evening or something like that, so that it plays with the it dominates the news cycle all day, and it then becomes part of the news cycle tomorrow morning. Not that I'm being cynical, of course.
Yeah. No, not at all. Just in time. You're being honest is what you're being. Just in time for the network news. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Senate and an impeachment resolution, I guess. What do you call it? I guess an impeachment, articles of impeachment, when they're delivered to the Senate, which took a long time last time. Apparently not so much this time, or maybe it will. And then what's the Senate going to do with it? 6:20, time for traffic now, WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, our friend, professor of political science at Hamline University, about what is likely to happen in Washington today in terms of impeachment. And we've already been told by David that it's likely that the House will vote to impeach President Trump right around time for the afternoon, the evening newscast, the national news, so it can dominate that. And then at what point, David, does it get brought to the Senate after that procedurally?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, no. At that point, it has to be delivered by the managers of the House over to the Senate. And, you know, last year there was this dramatic picture of, like, you know, the managers carrying the article of impeachment over to the Senate chamber. I can't remember if anybody remembers that. Here's the interesting question of timing. You know, would they do it right away? Would they wait a couple of days? Would they wait till the president's out of office? There's nothing that says they have to do it, like, you know, like 2 minutes later, if you know what I'm getting at here, you know. So I think there's a timing issue here. Now, there's also been, I want to bring up here, there's been several legal scholars who have argued that, well, you can't impeach the president and then could have a call to trial after he leaves office. There's actually nothing in the Constitution that bars that from happening. Normally, it's, you know, if you impeach and convict, you remove somebody from office. But if you actually look at the wording of the Constitution, nothing precludes that. And in fact, back in 1877, there was a Secretary of War who was impeached, resigned, and then they held a trial after he left office. And so history suggests that this could happen even after Trump's term expires a week from today.
Well, you know, just historically, the Catholic Church dug a pope up and put him on trial. You know, that happened,
yeah.
So...
I know. Yeah, I'm not saying any of this is right. I'm just saying is that, you know.
No, I understand. Just let people know it happens. It does happen. That was a while back. But when it comes to the Senate, now I can look at this a couple of different ways. If I'm Mitch McConnell, I'm saying to myself, you know, now I'm behind Chuck Schumer because of you, President Trump, because I think you'd be hard pressed to make a case that President Trump didn't hand the Senate to the Democrats the carrying on and the opinions about the Georgia election process, et cetera, et cetera. So if I'm Mitch McConnell, I'm pretty angry about that. I'm angry because I had to play along with you for a long time because you controlled the party, and I didn't like a lot of things that I went along with, but I swallowed hard and I did it. And I'm thinking, maybe, you know what, maybe this is my chance to vote to impeach you, and as a result, maybe try to make you irrelevant in the Republican Party and take some of the power back. What do you think? Is that out of the world thinking, David?
I think it's well within the thinking. And also add one more thing is that Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, worked for the president, and after the president basically incited the rebellion last week, his wife stepped down because she didn't want to be associated with him. So put all this together there. I don't think Mitch McConnell has any love for the president. I think he cares for the party. He cares because he wants to be the majority leader. So I think he's got a lot of reasons for revenge. Now, is this good constitutional politics? No, it's petty politics. But guess what? Petty is what drives a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What about the Republican Party? Would this make Donald Trump irrelevant in the Republican Party because he would be barred, I guess, from running from office for office again if he was convicted or not?
Yes, it would. It would make him irrelevant in the Republican Party in the sense that he can't be he can't be the nominee anymore. Would it mean that he has still some kind of influence? Perhaps. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is there was a great article in the Washington Post today. A lot of businesses are walking away from Trump right now. So his brand has been damaged hugely. So that I think there would be even a problem for him trying to start a third party or another movement because of the damage, at least from some of the higher ups and from the sponsors of wanting to be associated with him.
Scale of 1 to 10 likelihood McConnell, and if he does vote to impeach him, he brings the Senate with him, the likelihood of that happening. Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to put it at about 4.
Okay. Thank you, David. I appreciate your time and your expertise. As always, David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, and I know we'll talk to you again. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry for the great state of Louisiana. Right now, time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!